My name is Jill Damatak. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm reading from my undocumented memoir, Dirty Kitchen, published by One Signal Atria. January 1, 2015, the morning of my flight to Manila, of my self-deportation. New York was in a deep freeze, ready to unleash a blizzard of snow and ice. A cold farewell. In my carry-on, I had only 7 items: my Philippine passport, an accordion folder 6 inches thick with all of my papers for my UK visa application, James Baldwin's Another Country, headphones, lip balm, a notebook, and a pen. There is no name for those of us who choose to deport ourselves, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free from the nightmare of the American dream. American escapees, refugees from America. JFK's Terminal 4 was quiet. In my right hand, I held my one-way ticket to Manila. In my left hand, a cell phone, my only remaining line to the life I was about to leave behind. The TSA agent, bored of her power, waved me forward. She flicked through my passport's blank pages, swiped it across the scanner, the careless flick of her wrist severing me from the place I had grown up to call home. I hesitated at that turnstile, frozen in fear for maybe a few seconds or years. My breath shallowed. The guards would be coming out to arrest me at any second. TSA agents, or ICE. The U.S. government website glared from my phone's browser. The 10-year unlawful presence bar applies whether you leave before, during, or after removal proceedings. I closed my eyes against tears and tried to see Manila but saw nothing. Only the parts of myself that would never, could never mix, separated from each other by laws and borders made and enforced by those who do not have to adhere to their bounds, by those who have never had to leave and be banned from the only home they've ever known.